Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're live in studio. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair in studio. She says she has receipts. I don't know what the heck that means. That can be dangerous. Cal and Hannah, congratulations on the uniforms. Congratulations on draft week. Congratulations on the vibes. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Pretty good. About 10 a.m. this morning. It's been pretty fun.
Has it?
Text messages.
How have you enjoyed the whole process? There's been a lot to it. How did y'all enjoy this process?
It's like a lot of things where there's a whole lot of work behind the scenes for a year
many,
and a half.
Many months.
But we actually that was fast tracking it, and then you get here and it all kind of happens all at once, and you go, "This is awesome," because it is awesome. But it is a lot of work we did behind the scenes to get here. And but it is awesome to be here, and we were seeing the fans lining up at the stadium to get there.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
I don't think Landry will be lining up to see any uniforms. What'd you call them? Trash? No. Garbage? They suck.
I said garbage. I don't like the home ones. I don't like the home jerseys. I'm not a big fan.
I know you said trash, garbage, bad job.
The home jerseys.
I've got you.
I do not like the home jerseys.
How do you really like? What do you think about the home jerseys?
I just think they're too similar, and I actually think they're kind of like a little downgrade-y from the other ones. I like the white ones, and I like the alternates, but I do not like the home jerseys. I say, I'm not a big fan. What's y'all's favorite?
Clearly.
Home jersey.
You like the home jersey best?
Aw, come on.
I love the home
jersey. That's
Cal's
favorite,
so a lot of our fans like the traditions and like these things, and so we're hearing them speak and answering their
I think what we're hearing is Landry, how Landry feels about you, babe.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
A knife in the back.
Knife in the back, Landry.
The color's different, though. The color's different,
Friend
though, right?
Is loose.
Yeah. The color's different, though, right?
Yes, it's dark. It's deep steel blue. We've gone back to deep steel blue.
Yeah, it didn't look the same. It looks like pretty significantly different, too. It looks the same, yet kind of different, a little bit darker.
So Nike didn't make the deep steel blue color that we used to have. Mm-hmm. And so it went to a lighter navy. This color actually is the same as the Yankees navy.
Okay.
It's that deep,
dark steel blue.
Yep. Which is where we started.
Yeah, which is back in the day.
Right.
Back in the day. All right. So let's get to some questions that we've been talking about here that you guys can answer.
Hold on. Speaking of colors.
Yeah.
So we went to a brighter red.
Yes.
Very much a brighter red. And we're showing it.
This red is a red from... Where is it, babe?
Ohio State.
And so when we started this,
the Ohio State,
before we got CJ.
Oh, really?
So
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Before CJ, then CJ comes in. He goes, that's my color. Yeah. Okay. So it was pretty
you know, serendipitous. I have a prediction. I think that CJ is probably going to be at least a top three highest selling jersey with this in the NFL. And I would actually be surprised if he, I think he's going to be top two and not two. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think he's going to be number one.
You're so negative. I think he's going to be the top.
I said top two, not two. That means one. Top two, not two means one.
I'm here for you today, yes. Landry.
You're the winning or losing, buddy. I'd say right now.
Hey, I'll take
you're losing. Yeah. I'll take
you ain't going to win.
In this car race.
you're not going to win. All right, so let's talk about the process. Because we've talked about this for a long time. You listen to our show. You understand that there were questions that we had. There was the leak that was that
which
Cal,
one?
Actually, yeah. The first one, Cal came out looking better than anybody in this whole thing, but with the way that you responded. But though there were issues along the way. From the very start, H-Town Blue was a topic. It was a topic. Is how much is it going to be? Is it going to be, you know, a dominant color? Is it going to be a color at all or whatever? So set the record straight from the very start and to the point of what you have now.
Yeah,
is H-Town Blue about where you wanted it to be, or were you kind of hoping for a little more and then you adjust?
So we heard that loud and clear from our fans.
Yeah.
They wanted H-Town Blue represented. They wanted Houston represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise mm-hmm. and a certain percentage in the uniform. And I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, you know, we're working with the powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could get.
I love the way you put that.
That was very, very good
the way you put that. Because I'm not quite as tactful as he is. As you well know. Yeah, like you put it very tactfully there that you reached a compromise and there was other things that you could do, etc. But what I've been saying, and neither one of you can answer this, let me make it a question. At what point in the process was it early on where other owners saw what you were hoping to get done?
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something like that.
Compromise.
A lot of compromise.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
Yeah. But sometimes, I'm sorry, Landry.
What was the reason?
Yeah. Like, what was the good? Yeah. Just
what do you think?
I'm just asking. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's.
I think
what
we all know what we're talking
we're
about
talking
here, about, and talking, I'm gonna mention her by name in the next segment.
Amy Adams Stank. Amy Adams Stank.
Well, this is one of the.
He didn't say that. So yes. A lot of people say, like, you complimented me on my answer, saying mm-hmm. it was politically correct or whatever.
Tactful.
Thank you. And so a lot of people say Hannah is a spice to my tactfulness.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we were given something that's a little, and I wanted to share with you because you've shared your sauce.
Oh, yeah. I give you my sauce.
Someone made this and gave this to us.
Oh, yes. Wow. Allison Condrance.
Okay.
Hot sauce.
Oh, wow.
H-Town.
There you go.
It's Caliente.
Mexican ketchup.
Okay.
Now I know why you thought of me.
No, it's hot sauce.
I know.
It's hot sauce.
It says Mexican ketchup on the bottom. Caliente. H-Town Caliente. Dude. Can I have this?
Get your chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get it?
Yes, that's yours.
All right. Do they have the copyright on it? I can add it to the OG line.
Oh, we probably do.
I'm just kidding. Cal and Hannah McNair in studio. We're on YouTube as well. We're rolling pretty deep. So
where is the camera for YouTube?
The right camera's here, right here. So right you kind of got your shoulder right there to him. But yeah, it's right here. And then
not on purpose.
Right there. Yeah. Not on purpose. For sure. What has the last year been like for y'all? Because I was talking about it earlier today. I remember y'all kind of working the room at the draft party a year ago. There was excitement. I would say it was the most excited that the fan base had been in a few years, even before the draft. But where y'all are at right now when it comes to the approval rating as opposed to then, what has the last year just been like? Do you take a chance to be able to look back at that and say, damn, this has come a long way very far. All of the getting through the mud and stuff, it was worth it. Do y'all take time to at least enjoy that?
Well, there's been a lot of change from last year, and sometimes you just have to stay tuned to see what will happen. So it's been a fun trip. And when we started the season, we really didn't know, you know, how we were going to stack up with other teams and to see our team evolve like they did and play like they did and sort of confirm all of our hard work was a lot of fun to see. But you know what that means this year?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing. Our guys got to stack it up
he's
and start over again.
Okay, D'Amico.
He's going hard-o-cow.
You got to.
You've been hanging around Nick
with
D'Amico
that Big Nick
much.
Energy.
Yeah, Big Nick energy, the hard-o D'Amico, all that. It's been the players are saying this too. So it's not just you saying it. Does seem like the kind of the players, just the whole vibe. They're all kind of saying it really doesn't matter, which is – I guess it doesn't, but it's a little bit different, I would say.
We do keep score, so and that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something else that we had just on the uniforms that we've been talking about since y'all are here. What was the mindset? What was the thought process? Which one was going to actually be the everyday home versus the alternate home? Because my opinion, as I've said, I think I might have told y'all this off air, or maybe it's Greg Grissom. I wish that alternate home was the everyday home. I think that would have been a big, bold change.
Which alternate home?
The
Which
one
alternate?
With the H on the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the alternate blue.
That one.
Yeah,
that color. Yeah.
That's just me personally, because I think then you could have the old uniform as the alternate and still have tribute to the classic look. So how did y'all decide...
Don't you love us guys giving fashion advice?
I take it from Figgy.
We're the two, but you two.
All I'm doing is telling you what my opinion was. I'm curious. The question is, how did y'all weigh what was going to be what uniform? You know what I mean?
Well, we heard, again, loud and clear from our fans, we love the logo. Don't mess with the logo. We want it on our uniforms. And so we heard that.
And so that made it.
But Landry would say we listen to the fans too much.
No, that's not.
Yeah, he said too many fan councils, too many opinions.
No, I said it's
what
hard.
It produced is garbage. It's trash.
She's fake news to me.
Tune into the locker room.
I said it's hard to please so many people. And
apparently you. I mean, remember last time we were in here, you were talking about, Hannah, I'm worried about you. You're going to be getting smoked. Little did I know it'd be coming from you.
I was worried about Hannah being the one that if they lost, they took out the advice. I just don't like the homes. I don't like the home uniforms. That's it.
I just wouldn't take fashion advice from this guy. What he's wearing today.
I would not take fashion advice from me. This is actually a pretty cool shirt.
Those are cargo shorts, man. Yeah.
These are not cargo shorts. Pants. Now she's lying on me. These are pants. These are joggers. Look at Hannah coming in here flexing on me with the fashion.
She's firing, man.
She's
a little drive-by.
Hey, got you. So what are y'all going to do for the draft? Are y'all just going to just kind of relax? Are y'all a little bit more relaxed this year than last? Or is it the same mindset? What are we going to do for the draft? Because there's obviously no party. So what are y'all's plans?
There
are going to be
party.
Well, Friday.
Well, I'm not on Thursday. Not for round one. For round one, what are y'all going to do?
We're going to be in the draft room.
We'll be in the draft room. And you never know what Nick's going to do. He may trade up. I said this last year.
Yeah.
He may trade up. He may trade down.
Don't know.
He'll take calls and see what happens and do, you know, again, it's a cliche, but he'll do what's best for the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be exciting. And what happens in the first round, even if we're not picking there, matters. Influences the second round.
Are there going to be any, because obviously going to be in the Hall of Fame game, any changes to training camp, whether dates or locales?
Yeah, we're still working on that because we haven't gotten the preseason game dates, so we're still working through that. Yeah, but yes, there has to be a little bit of an adjustment.
I thought y'all made the media rounds, I want to say 2 weeks ago when y'all sat down with all the local channels. I thought y'all's best answer was where they asked about Stephon Diggs, and I think it was with Bristol, correct? Yeah, it was with Bristol, and they asked about the term diva. And you said basically that you like bringing in strong personalities. You didn't dismiss the possibility, Cal, of there being disagreements, but you said that the culture was strong enough to where bringing a guy into that atmosphere is not the worst thing. How cool is it to be able to say that? Because I don't think we could have said that was the case. Maybe for your entire tenure. How cool is it for you to be able to say that and not go up there and just completely dismiss the possibility and not necessarily embrace conflict, but say we're in position to where we can deal with strong personalities?
Well, I think we're in a good place, you know, to do that, and I think it's reflective. And he's an extremely talented player, and I can't wait to, you know, get him here and see what he's going to contribute to the team.
But it goes back to, you know, Cal said, you know, last year doesn't matter, but it does, right? Mm-hmm. All of that has set the table for a culture for, you know, different types of personalities to come in. So it does matter. I think that that all did matter. And I think it will contribute to hopefully more success this year.
So the dynamic a year ago now was actually a little bit more than a year, but like, how is this all going to work together? You know, Nick really didn't know D'Amico, and D'Amico didn't really know Nick, and they're coming together and all. Dude, it's beyond all expectations from the outside looking in. Where are you now with that whole you two with D'Amico and Nick? It seems like it's way ahead of schedule.
No, I think they're working really well together. I think that's what we've been kind of conveying to the fans, and it continues to be that way. And you saw it through the offseason. And then Nick's ability to trade for players, you know, even in free agency period, was really smart, I thought. And bringing in the players that D'Amico wants and needs to have his vision of the team, and Nick's totally buying into that. You see them working, you know, together really well, and I'm excited to see the continued growth.
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so
schedule?
Funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who
exactly.
started it wearing it against us? And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay,
yeah. Exactly.
So, she went.
I mean, who's salty here?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I kind of like that. Is that going to be something that maybe we get a little bit of healthy rivalry where, you know,
rivalry is good
here.
For the league.
It's here,
sweet.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. For
and
yeah.
the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves right now. Is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
not a rivalry yet.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So we got to go.
That's
we gotta
how you
go.
Do it.
Yes,
right?
Okay, Colts. There you go. Look at Cal. That ain't one.
Cal's like, here's the hot sauce.
Here she goes again. She goes again.
I want to beat all our AFC South friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Twice. Each one of them. Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. So.
Figgy just cut that piece?
No. Yeah, maybe.
It's not dumped. 20 seconds has passed. Expect that on a clip for sure, I'm sure.
Okay, so overall, on the day, what are you expecting to hear from the fans in terms of approval and everything? Because it's not going to be universal.
No, I don't think you will get universal. Mm-hmm. But I think as we go on, I think we'll get a higher percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think it'll come down to how we do on the field. At the end of the day.
Well, yeah, I think this is going to go over a lot better now than it would have 2 years ago.
And probably when you and I were playing, it was shirts versus skins.
So
I don't know that, you know, whoever won, that was the most popular, you know. And so I don't know that I want to do that
I'll be shirts.
But, yeah, right? But uniforms didn't really, it mattered who won. And that's what we're looking
to
do.
Yeah, no, and you guys are going to knock it out of the park. And there's a long line of people out there.
Last thing.
The merchandise doesn't necessarily have to reflect, in terms of jerseys, doesn't necessarily have to reflect the jerseys on the field. Like, you can have a lighter blue jersey, correct? I've been telling people that you can have all kinds of, as long as you have those colors.
You can
do a lot with the merch, right?
You can do a lot of different things with the merchandise. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So we can get
just wanted to make sure that was clear.
And the shop is open right now, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the home jerseys are flying off the shelves, my friend.
Hey. Oh, there we go.
We need to do a measurement on these home jerseys. Hold that. That's not a home. That's an alternate, right?
This is my favorite.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You got the alternate. You got the Willie Anderson right there. Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that lovely thing
awesome.
Right there.
It's large.
There
I'm going to give it to my
daughter. I needed to bring the show, his red one. Oh, hey, Tyler.
Yeah,
T-Mill's in there. He's doing his thing. I think he's disappointed that there wasn't full-on Oiler jerseys. I think T-Mill's in that demo. He's a little upset.
T-Mill, that's the NFL for you.
Yeah, it is.
Especially the NFL in Nashville.
The stanky one. But you know, that's
just tune in in a segment or two, because I'm gonna name names that you may have or may have not referenced earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
Fair enough. We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
Appreciate you. Coming up next, why Hannah says the Titans suck.
I did not say that. Okay. You actually, the only time I said
that
word was when you were referencing the jerseys.
Hey, I also didn't say all the jerseys sucked either, so we're even now. Or not. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Cal and Hannah McNair in studio. Coming up next, John Lopez needs to get something off his chest. We're going to let him do that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, thanks to Cal and Hannah McNair for coming through. J-Lo, you got to get it off your chest. Go ahead and get it off your chest, man. I know this is something that was a popular topic when the uniforms were being discussed. Get it off your chest, my friend.
All right, so let me be very clear about this. A couple things here. This isn't just pulling it out of thin air or projection or anything like that. And that's why I said this is not a boomer thing. Oh, the old Oilers guys, let it go, blah, blah, blah. No, let me lay this out for you and Figgy, and then tell me what you think. So, when this whole uniform redesign started, and a lot of people don't know this, the team says we're looking for this, 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 and this.
Correct.
All right?
Correct.
The team does not make the designs of the jerseys. They get designed and sent to the team for approval or adjustment or whatever by the NFL, Landry. The NFL designs all these uniforms, okay?
Correct.
Color schemes, predominant colors, et cetera, et cetera. Then they send them to the teams. I think Nike is their sponsor, correct, or their partner, and then say, okay, what would you like us to change? This, 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 and this. So the NFL had a jersey originally designed where the predominant color was the H-Town blue. It wasn't Cal. It wasn't Hannah. It wasn't Doug Vosick. Wasn't any designers hired by the Texans. It was the NFL that did that.
Okay.
So one of their original jerseys, the predominant color, was going to be H-Town Blue.
Yeah.
And the NFL designed that. Then Amy Adams Strunk.
Stank. Amy Adams Stank. Whatever. I don't know who Amy Adams Strunk is. Amy Adams Stank.
Obviously got wind of this and threw a fit. So when I say like she is a petty, uncompromising conniver. She is obsessed with all things Houston, and I don't understand why. And the most amazing thing is, like, she made this her little battleground. Okay, you're not going to have this jersey. In fact, originally, when we heard Cal and Hannah talking about compromising and give and take, originally, she convinced the NFL, and I'm talking about Roger Goodell. I have sources on this that are very, very reliable. She convinced Roger Goodell, Hell no, they're not even going to have that color as part of their uniform.
How does that make you feel? Do you think does it bother you, or do you feel like with how it is, do you like the layout?
See, this is where I think you and I are kind of disconnected on this point. To me, it's not about the color. About, I want this color and it should be the print. I mean, I like it. There's no question about that. It's about another owner being so bitter and petty that she said, no, you can't. It's not the color itself. It's like she is obsessed with Houston. She's her daddy's daughter. And she, for some reason, just cannot get over this score she needs to settle with Houston. So let me just recap it. NFL designed the jerseys. H-Town Blue was one of the designs as the dominant color in the uniform. She comes in and says, no, 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 no. They can't even have that color. The NFL agreed with her at first. So as this process is going on, H-Town Blue wasn't even a part of the original designs that the Texans were going to have. Then they went back to the league, and there was this compromise. Okay, you can use a little. Okay, you can use a little of that H-Town Blue for merchandising purposes and everything. And that's where the H came in on the alternate blue jersey, and that's where the inside the collar thing with the H-Town came in. So the compromise was, it went from you can use that color to no, you can't use it at all, to okay, maybe a little bit. And that has nothing to do with the color. It has to do with an owner in Tennessee that thinks that she, because she's still pissed off about Houston and how Houston treated her daddy, she wants to basically stick it to Houston.
Don't you think it's kind of a blessing, though?
Ultimately, I like this.
Yeah, don't you think it's kind of a blessing to move on from the Love You Blue, from the Columbia Blue, regardless?
Well, she's not.
Well, but here's the other thing, though. We knew that they weren't going to be able to do this. Like, I know that
the league originally said you could.
I mean, but we knew
the league gave
them
uniform.
She wasn't going to let that happen. You heard McClain say it 100 times.
Well, McClain, I love McClain. He didn't know on this. I did,
but he was right.
No. I mean,
he said that Amy was never going to let it happen. That was his thing from the beginning.
No. He was protecting Amy. He said the NFL would
imagine
never,
that not going to happen.
Would never let it happen. You can say what you will about projection and colors and uniforms and all that. If you're listening to me, you're a loophole. You see this on YouTube or Twitch, or you see it retweeted when Sports Radio 610. Tweets these videos. You don't have to believe a lot, but believe this. I know. I don't think I know what happened. All right? And Amy Adams Strunk was just being a petty little shrew, and that's that. It's not about the color. It's about another owner trying to dictate what the Houston franchise is doing with their uniforms. Period.
So how does that make you feel?
I think, like I said,
I think she did us a favor.
No,
we've
ultimately
talked about
she
blessings.
May have.
We've talked about blessings in disguise. We talked about Deshaun Watson demanding the trade. We talked about the Texans not being able to trade Deshaun Watson before 2021. We talked about Bryce Young. Like, I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think the new look, the new era, the new time for football, I think as easy as it is to talk about the stanky one, Amy Adams Stank, I think she did us a favor.
How we got here is the issue that I have. That we're here, I don't have an issue with. I like this uniform. I really do like the alternate blue. I think that should be it. I've said that a couple of times. What I don't like is, who the hell is she to dictate what this organization decides on its uniform? Is she's that petty? She's that vindictive? She's that angry that how daddy was treated by Houston? And here's the other part of this. She actually could have repaired a lot of that ill will. She could have said, you know what? It's our color, but that version is part of Houston. I don't have a problem with it. And then she could have repaired a lot of the angst and bad feelings.
Really?
Yeah. Instead.
Well, I'm glad they're still there.
Instead, she made it worse.
I'm glad they're still there. Yeah. And you heard what Hannah said. Hannah said in order for it to be a rivalry, they got to win.
Man, she hates the Titans.
They got to win, brother.
She hates the Titans.
They got to win, brother.
Yeah.
She hates my opinion on the home unis. I'm not a fan of the home unis, man. Heck.
Oh, man. 713-572-4610. I'm telling
are
you.
Are you upset? Let's get a boomer call out there.
Okay,
let's
it's not a boomer thing.
Figgy, let's call the boomers. The boomers.
Hit I don't it. Know. Boom, boom, now let me say, well. I, 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 I say boom, boom, boom.
Are y'all upset that the Titans' colors are not more represented?
I say a lot of things, and I think most of them you don't even really listen to. Because I said it's not a boomer thing. It's a petty daddy's little girl trying to dictate what Houston is doing. That is sorry, and that sucks, and she's really just a petty little shrew for doing
so
that.
So are you more upset at her or more upset about it not being more
her
of the H-Town color?
Her.
But aren't you glad that she saved them from it?
We don't know what they would have looked like. They might have been fired.
But for me, if they would have brought out H-Town blue uniforms, it would have been cool to a certain point. But it also, I also think that if you just look at it, like imagine, hold up the jersey that you got on YouTube.
Badass.
It's a badass looking jersey in person. You got the Will Anderson. Yeah. What if that were blue? Like, wouldn't you feel a little bit tacky?
I don't know.
I would have been a little worried that it would have looked too much like Oilers.
Well, that's easy to say now. What I'm saying is, I don't know what it would have. We might have thought, "Holy crap, that's awesome."
Yeah, I just don't know. 713-572-4610. Do you think the stanky one, Amy Adams Stank, if the Texans were gonna make Love You Blue unis, do you think that the stanky one might have actually done the Texans a little bit of a favor? I think so. I like the new identity. I'm looking forward to this whole thing just kind of playing out on the field. Let's go to D5. D5, go ahead. Get into it.
Hey, man, just checking in with you guys. I think at the end of the day, the H-Town Blue is going to grow little by little because the NFL at the end of the day is going to overcome because they're going to realize that we want to make money and people want to buy this H-Town Blue and he's going to shut Amy Adams or whatever her name is up at some point. So right now we're getting a taste, but I have a feeling it's going to continuously grow. Thanks, guys.
Look, I think that's on the table. I think this could change over the course of time. People change which uniforms they wear at home all the time. And I think it might just take one off season of telling the owners we want to wear this or whatever, you know?
Brian, are you mad that there's not more H-Town blue in these Texans unis?
Yes and no. I'm mad from the fact that I actually like the uniform, man. It's nice, and I'm glad there's some form of it in. Initially, because, you know, I was brought up during that time doing the Love You Blue and all that, and I have a hate, a disdain for the Titans and our old jerseys and uniforms, and I was insulted when they wore them the way they did. But nevertheless, man, times change. I don't like them. I don't like they represent them, but I do like this change, man, and I like the fact that we at least do have some of that blue in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm good.
I think a little sprinkle is good. The little sprinkle is good.
I think you're right. Ultimately, not. I don't know. Maybe we would have been over the moon on the other uniforms that they originally tried. But either way, I think we landed in a good place, and I love this uniform. I've said it from day one, literally day one that I saw it. This is my favorite. All I'm saying is, it sucks that Amy Adams is dictating what this team is doing. Like, another owner should not be doing that. I not feel like she could do that. And damn near got away with it. That's my issue. It has nothing to do with color or boomers or anything else. It's another owner is trying to do this.
John, do you think there should have been, or do you wish there would have been more Columbia blue / H-Town blue in the unis?
Yeah, kind of, but I'm cool with the way they look. Here's my problem with those stanky legs, is that since when does she own Columbia Blue? Did the Ravens have to ask the Vikings to use purple? No, she don't own a color. She should have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, Amy Adams Stank. She's the worst owner in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be honest. She sucks. She fired the best coach in the division. Now, all of a sudden, they're just paying big free agents. They're trying to convince themselves that they like Will Levis. When they passed on Will Levis at 12, she has no identity. Her only identity is Stank.
Yeah.
That's all she has is Stank. Amy Adams Stank, she's stanky. Like, that's all she is. She's nothing else except the worst owner in the league. She has no identity. She doesn't know what she's doing. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, I think we should actually thank her. Much like maybe you want to thank Deshaun Watson, who might be stanky too, depending on who you ask. But for demanding a trade and us getting to this point, Amy Adams stanks. Yeah. Like, but I am glad that they're – I think this era of Texans football with a little sprinkle of the H-Town blue, which you're seeing right now on YouTube, mm-hmm. I think that's fine. I don't think they have to take on the identity of the Oilers who left a long time ago. So I just think the little acknowledgement of it is cool.
No, no.
And I think this is better than the alternative. I actually think there would be fans – unless fans are just going with what they get, I actually think there's a portion of fans that are happy that there's not H-Town Blue. Maybe that's just because the Texans right now could take a dump in
they
a
could
box
do anything.
And sell it to anyone because they're yeah. so hot right now.
Yeah.
But I actually think that there's a chance we look back and say, she did us a favor.
There is a chance of that. But I also feel like, would you want radio hosts from another station to tell you, no, you can't talk about this? No. That's my point. Like another owner who should just be minding her own damn business saying, oh, no, you don't. And to the caller's point, like I said, I've got this from pretty good sources in the league. That was discussed. How can she own a color? She doesn't own a color. She doesn't own the name. This was a different name of a color. This was a color that belonged to Houston before the Oilers existed, et cetera. And so that was an argument. That was, and maybe that fed into some of the compromise of why they ultimately could use a little bit of it.
All right, there you go. That's John Lopez getting it off of his chest. Coming up next, the hits are lit. I have a challenge for John Lopez.
I'm
is
here.
He going to step up to the plate? Is he going to honor tradition? He wants to talk about tradition. I got a challenge for John Lopez, and I need him to honor this tradition coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Cal and Hannah McNair. We'll revisit that discussion coming up later on. In the show, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The uniforms have dropped. Basic thoughts, I think they got bailed out by not having too much Columbia blue. Whether people like it or not, I think they kind of got bailed out there. The party, by the way, tonight at 6:30, it's not an unveiling. It is a party to celebrate the unveiling.
Yeah.
So... there we go. There's going to be performances. I'm imagining there's going to be some merchandise if there's any left. It seems like it's kind of been falling off the shelves. Still plenty of home jerseys, though, I'm told. So if you, you know, you might be out of luck with the red or the alternate, but home jerseys, you got plenty of those. So you can go ahead and get those.
Good seats still available. Oh, man.
I look at these jerseys, and I look at them as, I think it's kind of like, you know when... Like when you think about the Rockets and you think about the old uniforms, like immediately when you see the uniform, there's an immediate play that kind of, you know, comes in mind. Mm-hmm. Kim Olajuwon doing his work on Robinson, whatever, when he got the MVP trophy. You think about the Blues, the Columbia Blues, Earl Campbell getting his jersey ripped. That's the best thing about these uniforms for me is I think it's this era of Texans football, which many people believe is the best. It's an opportunity to kind of build that identity to where that's kind of what you associate with big memories and hopefully big time games. And that's why I think the Rhodes have a lot of potential. The road uniforms are the ones that I think we're going to look back on and say, okay, that's what that is.
Well, what you're talking about is like, these are the uniforms in which this era is going to be archived. Like it, whether it's the red that's open, you know, behind your back, the one that I like, the alternate blues with the H on the helmet, the Rhodes, like you just mentioned, like when we go back and you're rocking your granddaughter or grandson on your lap, the archive footage of this Texans era is going to be in these uniforms. So they're going to be able to put their own stamp on whatever it is this team ends up doing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the best thing about these things. Mm-hmm. What your favorites are? You like the alts?
The alternate blue with the H is my number one.
Yeah,
I liked it the first day we saw it. I like it even more now that I've seen it. By the way, Clint had a really
kind of felt like they handed us that jersey. I kind of feel like we got robbed.
Did we just get robbed?
I kind of feel like they took the station allotment in there. I kind of feel like my CJ jersey got robbed.
You was holding on to that CJ jersey, man.
I held on to what they handed me. They literally walked in studio. Here you go. Here's a CJ jersey. Lopez, here you go. Here's a jersey.
Man, Landry tied
robbed.
That jersey up like a scarf.
And then the boss came in here and hung it over my shoulder.
I'm surprised you ain't put that jersey in your pocket, man.
I mean, apparently it's... apparently it was just a prop for me. You ain't giving yours up yet, though, are you?
No, mine, they can have. It's a large. What am I going to wear it on my leg? I mean, I don't know.
That's my size.
If it was a double X, maybe.
Just kind of think that CJ would have been nice.
By the way.
I kind of thought that's what it was. But
I'm really feeling that.
Got robbed.
I'm really feeling that.
Boss came in here and said, that's my bike, punk.
They put a jersey on the Sam Houston statue.
Oh, yeah?
Over in Huntsville.
What color?
That's key. It's the alternate blue. It's my favorite one.
Oh, so it's
that
one
is going to dominate. Look.
So it's that one.
That one is going to dominate. I'm telling you. And I wouldn't be surprised.
Sam Houston's looking sharp.
He's looking sharp. And I wouldn't be surprised if ultimately that becomes what I hope it was now, and that's the everyday home jersey.
You look at where they are right now and where they were a year ago. It's actually kind of nuts.
Unbelievable. Like, literally unbelievable.
And I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt to where if they would have released these uniforms, let's say, a year and a half ago, I won't even say with D'Amico, because I think D'Amico brought a certain level of excitement to where people were looking for a reason to come back, and they came back. But I think if they released these uniforms, and this is where it goes to like the hard-o bottom line that we give Caserio and Cal and D'Amico a hard time for, Will Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have released these a year and a half ago, I think it would have been 70% negative.
For sure, because it was the Texans doing it.
Yeah, no matter what they look like.
Yeah.
Now I think the approval rating is so high to where that's not necessarily the case.
Yes. No. The timing of this, not just with, like I said, these are the uniforms that are going to be archiving C.J. Stroud's greatness if he ends up being great. These are the uniforms that are going to be archiving Will Anderson and how far this team goes. But these also are the uniforms that could not have been better timed on when they're going to be released.
No doubt.
I can guarantee you almost the vast majority of people would have been garbage if this was during the Easter Bee era.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah, they've gotten the benefit of the doubt. They've definitely gotten the benefit of the doubt. Let's play the hits here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, taking you up to lunchtime.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so the uniforms have dropped. Two sleeps till the draft. Meanwhile, the Astros, they're in Chicago. They're taking on the Cubs. J.P. France on the mound. The Astros in a bad, bad place. And in the spirit of the Cubs, John Lopez, I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
I want you to embrace one of baseball's old traditions.
Take me out to the ball game?
I want you to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Harry Carey style.
Where is this coming from?
It's just because the Astros are playing the Cubs, and I just want to hear your lovely voice. Let's go.
What is he doing here?
A one.
You're doing it wrong.
A three.
You're doing it wrong. What, first of all, I might do it. Because I, you know, when I was in college, I watched WGN almost every day.
Yeah,
that
me
was,
too.
That was the only, there was no baseball everywhere else.
I did not know Harry Carey was that drunk, though.
Always.
Yeah, I just thought he was just.
Andres Hagala Ragala. That's what he used to say instead of Galarraga.
So you're not going to sing it?
What? Where is this coming from?
It's just tradition. I just want you to honor tradition since you.
Ha one! Ha two! 4-3. That's about as far as I'll go.
You strike me as a stretcher.
Oh, yeah.
You get up and stretch in the seventh
inning. No, just participate. Just participate.
It is a time to stretch, man.
It is a time to. You know where it started, right?
I think it's something to embrace. Where, Wrigley?
I don't know if it started at Wrigley. It started because I can't remember the name of the president. Like, opening day, you know how the president used to throw out the first pitch at an opening day traditionally? I don't know if it was Roosevelt or it couldn't have been Roosevelt. He couldn't stand up. But it was like Herbert. You know, one of the old presidents in the seventh inning just happened to stand up and stretch of the opening, and then everybody caught on to that.
What did you make of Hannah saying that the new blue, and I think this is interesting, the new blue, the home blue is Yankee blue.
Loved it.
The deep steel's not there, so it's actually New York Yankee blue.
I loved it. William Howard Taft, 1910.
He got stuck in a bathtub once.
Yeah, because he's so fat.
Yeah, he's so fat, he got stuck in the bathtub.
So he stood up to stretch in the seventh inning of the season opening game in Pittsburgh, and then that's where it came on. So, and the Ohio State blue, red, was picked as one of the colors before they even drafted C.J. Stroud. That's kind of karma.
Yeah, the Ohio State red, that's going to be popular. I told Hannah she didn't catch the line. I said that C.J. Stroud was going to be top two in jersey sales and not two. She said, I think he's going to be one. Why are you being negative?
Yeah.
It's like, well.
She was feeling it today.
Top two, not two.
She was definitely feeling
it. She brought receipts, man.
She brought receipts.
First thing she said. As soon as it was over, she's like, yeah, I watched your locker room last night. I heard what you said.
Yeah.
I don't like the homes, man.
Yeah. Well,
like
you told her.
I like them.
Yeah.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
Not great at all. Not a fan.
Man, Cody Stutz just tweeted, Cal McNair was very diplomatic on Sports Radio 610 about the H-Town Blue. Reading between the lines. Between the lines? Dude, they couldn't have made it more obvious, like, who and what happened with the whole pushback on the uniform thing. But they got it. Like I said, we're here. This is where we are, and I like this one. I think this is going to be by far the hit the alternate H-Town uniform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting, man. It's a fun time to be around. We'll hear what Cal and Hannah had to say a little bit later on. But coming up, let's go through the process. It's been a wild process to get to where we are with these uniforms dropping two sleeps away from the draft. As a matter of fact, I got 15 steps. The 15-step process that got us to where we are today. Lunchtime on In the Loop next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.